Especially now.
Hey, Cousins, how can I help?
Hey, is this Mike?
Yeah, Mike here. Hey, Peter.
Hey,
Hey.
Mike. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Well, I still have time. Yeah, we
Sorry
can still
about that.
speak. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, we got must got mixed up. I thought we were going to reconnect at 5.
Oh no, yeah, I thought you said you'd call in 20 minutes, and yeah, I was on standby. So anyway, so he's gonna
Oh,
come.
okay. All right.
Yeah, is your
All right, fair
partner in?
enough.
Is he here?
All right, so Mike, I got Julian Delapine. He's my business partner.
Hey, Julian.
Hello,
Yeah.
Michael.
Hey,
Hey,
how you
how are
doing?
you, sir? Good.
So yeah, I just wanted to connect with you on your text message today. You had said that the team came up with an idea that you wanted to run by me, and yeah, so I'd like to, hear about what they were thinking, and please forgive me. I mean, I'm not, like, as you know, I'm a real estate geek. I don't really know too much about the technology,
Right.
certainly not as deep in this stuff as you are. So, but I'm a quick study.
Yeah.
So what do you got?
Yeah, that's all right. So yeah, I mean, we had a once I had a this elaborate discussion with you last week, I still had some time, and I went to the team, and we discussed what you and me discussed over the call. And one and they had a one suggestion that they wanted to run by you. I mean, they wanted me to run by
Yeah.
you, and that was about the Google Maps integration. So, like you would see on, on some of these applications, when you go to the business profile or the service provider's calendar, because it's a scheduling application, the developers were of the opinion that there should be Google Maps integrated as well. And what that would do is, when there's time for the appointment, because we will be collecting the location for every appointment anyway, right? Now, a simple
Yep.
integration of Google Maps is going to, also give the directions to the user, to the customer when it's actually time for the appointment. I mean, when they have to drive or when they have to go to the appointment place.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I think that's fine. Wouldn't we be connecting to Google Maps anyway in order to verify the location and the proximity?
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, the only thing that's probably going to apply here is that since we would be integrating Google Maps itself, like a direct integration, Google Maps charges, I think, about 30 cents per 1,000 hits or something along the lines, right? They don't have a fixed pricing, but it depends on how many
Right.
times customers use Google Maps on an application. For example, you use Uber. Uber has a maps integration, right? So for every 1,000
Yep.
hits, they charge like 30 cents or whatever. So that's like that's a cost that scales with as your application scales in terms of users. So that's probably the only thing that's going to add in there. It's not going to be significant at start, but it probably would add up when you have a sizable amount of users on the application.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But and I think at that point it doesn't matter, right? Because if you're giving them Google Maps at the time when they're at the time of the appointment, they've already provided the deposit.
Exactly, yes. It's just going to help them, reach the location. And since the app revolves around the whole proximity thing, like we discussed last time, it's just going to be an
Yeah.
added bell and whistle that's not going to cost us, an arm and a leg, like we were discussing last time.
I totally agree. So then the other, so I had an idea for, and I certainly don't want to, have any kind of scope creep here, but one thing I think that would be kind of important would be for the service provider to be able to, in any given situation, be able to turn on or turn off this deposit feature, where so they can book an appointment. If for some reason they have a certain client where they don't want to do the deposit, or they don't want to, they could say, okay, for this client, right. And then the second thing would be, and this might be a whole can of worms. Maybe it's better for a second stage. I don't know, but an ability to turn on or turn off a kind of a screener, like a screening verification. So, you know, if the provider says, okay, I want to turn on the screening, you know, it's like a safety issue, like a safety issue. Like someone will have to say, okay, I have to, you know, submit a photo of my driver's license or, you know, something. I haven't thought it through yet, but it's just another level of protect. Because, like, if you think about, like, the Craigslist killer, right, in
right.
Boston,
uh-huh.
You know, these people, they just kind of show up to their thing, and then they wind up robbing and killing people. But if someone says, okay, here's my license, you know, here's a photo of my license, and I'm not saying every provider's going to even ask for that, but it might be a nice option. Just like this ability to kind of say, yes, you can go ahead, you can book the appointment, all that stuff, but yes, I require a deposit. Right. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to comment on, you know, both the things. So the first one, I'd have to look at it because, you know, it, of course, is doable, but, a simple toggle that's going to, you know, in essential, it's going to, turn down a few features that are going to be enabled or disabled on the application depending upon whether it's just the toggle is on or not, right? So if nothing else, it's just going to add a little cost to, the scope, more like, a little more LOE on top. But I'll confirm that with the development team. But, yes, it is doable, right? Now, the second feature you spoke about, the identity verification feature, that is doable as well. I mean, it certainly is. But I still feel that, you know, like you mentioned, this is good for the next stage and probably would not be a core feature that you should cover with an MVP, as we call it, like the minimum viable product.
Right. So, okay, I totally agree. So I think, and that gives us time to kind of think about, well, what would those screening materials be? Would it be a verified email address? Is it a... You know, is it whatever this might be, but the bigger.
There's many screening. There's many verification. Yeah, sorry.
Right. So so we could come up with that, right? But I guess this leads me to another question: is the scalability of this? So as we come up with this, I just want to make sure that this initial product that we roll out is going to be scalable, not only for across platforms and be able to kind of, absorb a growing, user base across countries, across various platforms, across different screens, right? Like some people are using iPads, some people are using iPhones, some people are using different size iPhones, right? So not just that, but also scalability in the sense of the product, right? So when we go on and we say, okay, we want to add these additional features or these different things, that the original product is going to be scalable in the sense where we're going to be able to make changes, make additions, take things away without disrupting the entire product flow.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think I mentioned this last time as well. We work on open source technologies, right? So it's not a proprietary tool that we use that's going to keep you hostage with us, or it's not something that's created like a drag and drop builder kind of a thing, right? It's open framework, it's open source technologies. You could take it to any other developer in the world, and they would be able to kind of scale it for you and build on top, right? But that said, there's no limitation to what you can do with the kind of apps we build, because we use just any open source technology that's available throughout the world. We use a global standard platform.
Okay, so and Mike, and where are you guys going to be doing this from? Where are your offices? Is it your team in the same office as you, or is it?
Well, all the team here.
Outsourcing? Go ahead.
No, we don't outsource any kind of work. It's going to be all in house. We have three offices, like I mentioned. On the first call as well, we just opened a new office in New York, right? We have most of our development team sitting in California, right where I'm sitting at right now, right? So
where in California are you guys?
Yes, we are in California, and we have an office.
Where in California?
We're based in San Jose. Are you in California yourself as well?
No, I'm in New York.
Well, then why don't you? Yeah, I mean, you could just go down to our New York office, and you know we could receive you there as well. We have a new office in New York, and I can send you the address.
Where is that?
On the website as well.
Where is the
address? Okay,
let me confirm the
address.
Manhattan?
Yeah. Sorry.
Are you in Manhattan or Brooklyn? Where are you guys?
No, it's in the Big Apple. So we are based in the New York City. It's actually 99 Wall Street.
Oh, okay. I know that.
Right,
yeah,
so I'll send you
that.
This address as well. You can go down. You can visit us. And, of course, you wouldn't find me there. I'm in California. You're more than welcome to come down here as well. But if you just have to visit office or, you know, meet a couple people, I think the closest one to you would be the New York office.
Yeah, for sure. So you're in California, New York, and where's the third address?
The third one we have is in Wyoming, right? So that's actually our very first office. It's a really small place, but that's where we started out. So we have an office in Sheridan, Wyoming, and it's still operational, but it doesn't have a lot of staff now. So we've kind of scattered all throughout the USA now.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. I'm sorry, hold 1 second. I'm sorry, Mike, 1 second. Jordan's asking something. One moment.
All right.
Okay, sorry about that, Mike. So what do we see as our next steps? We're looking at, okay, so I got the contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk to your guys about, you might need to kind of sharpen your pencils and figure out what the final cost you want to do is going to be, based off of some of the things we just talked about. So I should be expecting a new contract being sent, is that correct?
Well, it's already figured out. So, you know, over the weekend and, you know, like I mentioned to you, I sat with the team on Friday as well about your project, and that's exactly where the Google Maps idea came up as well. So we do have the final cost. We do have the final scope sitting ready as well. It's just that I had to run the final scope with the project management team here just to make sure, you know, there's no technical limitations that I may be missing out on, you know, from a development perspective. So I'm just waiting on a go-ahead from them, and as soon as that's done, you should be able to receive the final copy of the contract along with the final price and everything later than day end today. I mean,
Okay, great. And then will I be able to sign and meet the team maybe sometime this week? Can we set up a meeting for that?
Definitely, yeah. That's the next step. So, you know, we'll get on a call, the same day or the very next day. You'll at least get to meet the team, to get to know the people, their expertise, you know, talk to them about the idea and the concept and everything. And then we kind of jot our heads internally. We have the internal kickoff meeting, and then we get back to you, you know, like a more formal, proper meeting. That's the external kickoff before we get to the execution. So the internal kickoff's outcomes are going to be shared with you in the external kickoff once we have a complete understanding of the project scope. I mean, everyone besides me and the team, and then, you know, everyone is kind of on the same page as to what we have to accomplish.
Mike, it's a little concerning to me that we're going to sign a contract and I'm going to be giving, expected to give a deposit if we haven't done a deeper dive into what exactly we're developing. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's because you've not seen the scope as yet, right? The feature set, the scope of work, that's the document you look at before we sign the contract, right? So that's going to have a detailed list of all the features that will be in the application, everything from the app tutorial to the help page to, you know, the login sign up and everything that we have discussed is going to be all listed down. It's going to be all detailed. The LOE,
right,
the level of effort document, that comes after onboarding, right? That's like a from a development standpoint, It you know, in most cases, it's not even required if you're not a developer yourself, if you would not want to, you know, get into technical documentation. But we do it internally anyway, right? So we'll share that with you. That's called an LOE that has a breakdown of the hours and a breakdown of the, you know, the per hour wage rate as well. So more like a more detailed
okay.
document that comes in for, you know, right after we get you on board. So before that, you will
okay.
get the scope of work document that's going to be attached to the engagement contract that I'll send over to you.
Okay, great. All right. So I'm bringing on another person on the team who's going to kind of help me shepherd this thing. His name is Sam Collins. I'm going to introduce you guys to him. He's got a lot more experience in this whole area than I do. So your conversations going forward will probably be a lot easier.
Sam Collins.
Rather than have to like, rather than holding my hand every sentence. All right. So why don't we do this? Let me follow up with him. I'm gonna have a couple calls tomorrow, and why don't we? If you could move the ball on setting something up for a meeting this week in New York, that would be great. I can jump on a train. I'll be down there. It takes me like an hour to get to the city, or I'll just drive down, and I can meet the team and we can go from there.
Of course, yes. So let's do it. I mean, if you want to have Sam on the call, you want to have more like a meet and greet for us to get acquainted, we could do that on a
mm-hmm.
brief call tomorrow as well. And then by that time, you
mm-hmm.
have the engagement contract from me as well, right? So that's going to have the terms,
okay.
that's going to have the scope. So I'd have to give you a walkthrough
yep.
of that as well. So I think before we get to the final call, before we get you on board, hopefully, let's keep something in the middle, a walkthrough call, so I can walk you through the document I'll send over, and probably if Sam's
great.
Available at that time, we can have a more like a chit-chat as well.
For sure. All right, my man. Mike, you're a good man. Thank you very much for your time and for being so diligent and your patience. And
that is my pleasure.
We'll talk to you.
All right, buddy.
All
thank
right.
you. I look forward to
Thanks
working with
much.
You. All right. Bye now.